Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region 15C baseball action from Farming, brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors, the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Vig Arena, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes over in Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Lewis Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Notch Manufacturing, and Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond. We go to the top of the fourth inning. It's Lake Henry 1-0 over Spring Hill. And Eric Terrace, he's the leadoff hitter. Oh, there's an aroma of hot dogs coming through. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Weston Brinkman's pitch to Terrace is a strike and 0-1.
At Spring Hill, his last region appearance in 15C was in 2015 when Roscoe hosted the regionals. Chargers went on to state that year in Cold Spring where they defeated the top-ranked Sobieski.
That's
remember
right.
Remember that? 1-0.
Yes.
They lost the next game to Pelican Rapids, I believe, 8-3.
Terrace take the strike call, and now a ball outside in the count. One ball, two strikes to Eric Terrace. He's 0-for-1 today, a line out to Hupfer in his first at bat. Chargers, actually, the game is looking for his first hit.
Yes, it is.
Big curveball, and there's a looper to center field, and a base hit.
Nice call, Randy. I called the walk that scored, and you called the first base hit.
So yeah. For some reason, that doesn't work with the lottery, though. I don't know why. God darn it.
Yes.
Here comes Nathan Terrace to the plate. Nathan 0-for-1 today. Ground ball to short in his first at bat.
Just think, if that would work with the lottery, we probably wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
He'd probably be in Hawaii or
right
somewhere out of the country.
Right. No, we love baseball too much.
Yeah, we don't want to leave, do we?
Pitches high to Nathan Terrace, 1-0. Eric Terrace takes a pretty nice lead over at first. Brinkman's curveball too. Nathan Terrace is high for a ball.
Well, sitting here doing this here with you, it's better than my golf game.
Okay.
My golf game is not real well.
Well, there's time to work on that yet. I think you've got a few good years left in you.
Yeah, I think so.
Pitches inside to Nathan Terrace, and now Brinkman working out of the stretch here for the first time today is in a hole, 3-0 to Nathan Terrace. Chargers trying to make some noise here in the fourth. Brinkman's pitch as Terrace really crowds the plate on the home plate umpire there. And that pitch catches the inside corner, 3-1.
And that's the thing with a home plate umpire like that. When you got a pitcher that works the corners, you got to get those called. And if you don't, it makes for a long day on the mound.
You bet. Quick throw over to first. Eric Terrace back safely. Around the infield, Grant Ludwig at third, Matt Quaid at short, Sam Hupfer at second base, and Jason Campson over at first. Nick Dingman in left, Aaron Savalco in center, and Josh Campson out in right. Shane Campson behind the plate as Nathan Terrace takes a strike in the upper portions of that strike zone in 3-2. Wow.
Upper portion.
Upper portions. Upper portion, yeah. 3-2. Brinkman comes home. Terrace lines it to center field. That one's going to fall in front of Savalco, and back-to-back hits for the Chargers.
You don't see that ball. I was surprised on that ball that was hit that didn't skid more, you know, with the grass being a little damp and stuff. A lot of times, they like the depends upon the spin, they'll try to scoot by you. This rain was actually pretty much welcome.
Absolutely. Yeah, I talked to Mike Schlaper before the game today, and Mike said, yeah, we could use some here. So he said it was dry. Brinkman delivers to Jamie Terrace. Ground ball to short. Boy, did that die in the grass. Quade's only play is to first, and they're going to call him safe.
I think so.
The base umpire says safe at first. Boy, he was watching it all the way, and Jamie Tears beats it out, so an infield single loads him up.
Loaded up with nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Have to give him an infield hit on that.
And here comes Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Chargers have loaded him against Brinkman here in the fourth. And a big bender to Eric Schoenberg, strike one. Boy, he's a left-handed hitter, Don, and you're seeing that curveball from a left-handed pitcher come at you.
That's tough.
Eric's knees buckled a little. Three on, nobody out. Brinkman comes home. Curveball tapped to Brinkman on the mound. He bobbles it once, flips to Campson, and out at home on the slide is Eric Terrace as Shane Campson gets taken out on the slide.
Yep.
But, I mean, Brinkman bobbled it once. And
bobbles it twice. He isn't going to get him. But,
and he flipped it with his glove. He didn't even get a bare hand on it,
yeah,
did he?
He had to. Otherwise, I don't think he'd have got Terrace.
So, nothing malicious by any means with the slide by Eric Terrace. It's just so the force out of Eric Terrace, score that 1-2. One out. Safe on the fielder's choice is Eric Schoenberg, and here's Austin Schoenberg, who swings at a pitch down low on the count 0-1.
Yeah, that ball was trouble if that goes down the line a little bit.
Matt Quaid goes to, or actually make it, Nathan Terrace goes to third, Jamie Terrace to second, Eric Schoenberg at first, and Austin Schoenberg fouls it off at the plate, and now Austin's in a hole at 0-2.
Brinkman finally got away from the fastball for the first three hitters in this inning, and he's pretty much throwing consistently curveballs here.
He has. 0-2 the count to Austin Schoenberg. Brinkman comes home, another curveball that is fouled off by Schoenberg. The ball, it's two strikes. Gordy Barton makes a play over in that third base coach box. Brandon Welly coaching over at first. Base is loaded. One out. Pitches high to Austin Schoenberg in the count 1-2. Fans continue to roll in. New Munich St. Martin will be game number 2 today. Richmond Meyer Grove, game number 3 in the nightcap, El Rosa and Farming. Here's the 1-2 curveball. Schoenberg, he's just so aggressive. He's way out in front of it.
It's got to look like a balloon coming in there.
Yeah.
That curveball is just hanging up there in the air. And
one ball, two strikes. One out.
Ooh, big hole between first and second.
There is. That middle looking for a double play ball. Brinkman comes home, and a swing and a miss at the pitch in the dirt, and Schoenberg is out on strikes. Boy, he kept working him with that curveball, 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 and Austin chased it two outs.
That's a tough pitch. That was a bad pitch that he swung at there, but the other ones he had to keep falling off. That one he didn't have a chance.
We'll bring Anthony Reverman to the plate. Anthony ground, or actually popped up to short in his first at bat. He bats with the bases loaded. The Chargers had bases loaded, nobody out. Now there's two outs and a curveball that Reverman's behind on, and 0-1. Boy, like you said, Don, Weston's throwing nothing but curveballs here, and the Chargers are chasing those curveballs right now. There's another breaking ball that's squibbed on the ground to short. Quaid in on the grass, throws to first, 6-3 on the putout. And that'll do it for the Chargers here in the fourth. No runs, three hits, no errors, and three left on. We played 3.5. It's Lake Henry 1, Spring Hill nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute on KASM.
The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR, and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recordings from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field here in Farming. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Region Baseball brought to you by Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Numinic Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Insurance over in Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service, Shady's Bar and Grill, Meyer Grove Co-op in QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank bringing us baseball today, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming. Aaron Savalco at the plate. The first pitch to Aaron is followed to the backstop and 0-1. Cheetah delivers, a strike called, and 0-2. It'll be Savalco, Nick Dingman, and Grant Ludwig here in the fourth inning for Lake Henry. They lead 1-0. And a pop-up in the infield. Now, actually, Eric Terra is back on the grass. Here comes right fielder Owen Meyer to make the catch for the out. Well, I thought that one was going to stay in the infield, Don, and that carried out to right field.
Did you see that bat come back at the umpire? Pounded into the ground and come right at him.
Is that right?
Yes, he's ducking.
So one out, Dan Nick Dingman to the plate. He walked in his first at bat.
Left fielder Nick Dingman.
And Cheetah delivers the fastball for a strike and 0-1.
Okay, he likes that pitch at that height. I know Savalco didn't like it. Nick Dingman looked back, acknowledged it, but I think he thought it was kind of high too.
Dingman will foul it to the backstop and the count 0-2. Well, it's two strikes, and here's a pop-up down the right field line. Giving chase Eric Schoenberg, and the first baseman in foul territory makes the catch for the out.
Wow.
Eric Terrace comes scooting
was
by him.
In front of him?
I think he went in front of him.
I thought he did too.
So two quick outs.
Third baseman, Grant Ludwig.
And Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant popped up to the second baseman in his first at bat. Curveball, a swing and a miss, strike one.
Cheetah's kind of impressive right now. He's throwing strikes.
Has not given up a hit to this Lake Henry lineup. The one run they scored on some walks and
air. Yes, it was. Spring Hill gets three hits and can't score a run.
I know. Figure that one out. That's baseball, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is.
0-2 the count to Grant Ludwig. Two outs and the pitch a little bit high.
Perfect pitch in that situation by Cheetah, I think it is, with a 0-2 count.
One ball, two strikes. And the pitch a little bit low, and 2-2.
Sure don't look very good in the West, does it, Randy?
Two balls, two strikes. Ground ball, too short. Jamie Terrace has it. Cross the diamond, 6-3 on the putout, and we'll delve deeper into that. Doesn't look good in the West when we come back. It's Lake Henry 1-0 over Spring Hill. We're back in a minute on KASM.
North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, we're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever, ketosis, or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
One to nothing, Lake Henry leading Spring Hill as we make our way to the fifth inning. It'll be Carter Cheetah, Brent Terrace, and Owen Meyer, the 7-8-9 in the Charger lineup. Cheetah, right-handed hitter in his first at-bat today. Popped up to the catcher and a swing and a miss over the top of that curveball in 0-1. Now, can Brinkman continue to do what he does, Don, throw curveball after curveball? Unreal.
Yeah, he can.
0-1 to count. So, Cheetah lines it to left. Right there is Dingman to make the catch for the out.
Someplace he's going to have to mix in a fastball here and there, I would think. But if it's working, I guess you don't
is.
Change.
Left fielder Brent Terrace.
Here comes Brent Terrace to the plate. Brent Terrace in his first at-bat today. A fly ball to left field. Brinkman's breaking ball. Tap foul at the plate. 0-1. One ball, no strikes. Brinkman delivers. Here's Terrace. He'll loop this one to center field and a base hit. Gets by Sam Hupfer out there in right center field. And the fourth hit for the Chargers off of Weston Brinkman. Bring Owen Meyer to the plate.
Right fielder, Owen Meyer.
Owen Meyer tapped back to Brinkman on the mound and his only at bat. And Meyer tries to lay a bunt down. Here's the throw back to first, and just safe at first is Brent Terrace.
Wow. Get a good low throw there. I think he's
yeah.
dead duck over there.
And I don't think Jason Campson was expecting a throw at first there, Don. I think Shane could have put a little extra mustard on it. No balls, one strike. Brinkman comes home. That curveball hitting the corner in 0-2. Eric Terrace on deck for the Chargers. 1-0, Lake Henry top of the first to four today here on KASM.
A little frustrated with his curveball here.
The 0-2 outside and one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Brinkman sets himself on the mound and comes home. Here's a ground ball to third. It's a fair ball. Ludwig, one play, and that's to first. 5-3 on the putout as Brent Terrace got a pretty good jump over at first. So he's at second now in scoring position with two outs. And the top of the order in Eric Terrace. Eric is 1-for-2 off of Brinkman this afternoon. Again, a lot of our games are actually, we're hoping all of our games are going to be recorded and put online at mychasm.com. So that will happen at some point this week. We'll archive those games. Just go to our webpage, mychasm.com. A line drive right back to Brinkman on the mound. He fields the one hopper, throws to first. And 1-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Chargers in the fifth. A run's a hit, no errors, one left on. We played 4.5. Lake Henry 1 and Spring Hill. Region 15C baseball coming at you in a minute on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bob for the Lake Henry Lakers. Adam Yeager at the plate, and the first pitch to Adam is a ball upstairs and 1-0.
Designated hitter, Adam Yeager.
Pitches in the dirt, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. It'll be Yeager, Sam Hupfer, and then the top of the order in Shane Campson as Yeager loops a single to left field and a base hit. Kind of an inside-out swing there for Adam Yeager, and one on and no one out.
First hit for Lake Henry here in the fifth inning.
Sam Hupfer to the plate.
This is going to be a bunt situation, I think, right here.
You are probably correct. With Lake Henry leading 1-0, they'd probably like to add another run. Pitches inside to Hupfer and 1-0. Good job there by Hupfer, Don, to recognize that pitch was inside and pull back on it. You don't have to bunt every pitch. You bunt strikes, don't you?
Bunt strikes. And you bunt, you stay standing and you bunt, and then you run.
There you go. It's Hupfer pops this one up. Foul. It was coming at us, and the count 1-1. Don, don't go begging for no foul balls here, because you know.
I think we could have handled that one, though.
Yeah, that one maybe, but I could see with your hands that spin going off your hand and right into my nose.
Okay, I'll let you catch whatever comes in front of you.
Hupfer puts a bunt out right back to Cheetah. He's going to go to second, and they get force.
Wow.
Nice play by Carter Cheetah. Hupfer put the bunt down, but right back to Cheetah.
Wow, that's not a good out to give.
So 1-6 on the force out.
Catcher Shane Campson.
One out. Here's the top of the order in Shane Campson. Sam Hupfer now the base runner. Cheetah comes home, and the pitch bouncing by Nate Terrace about 6 or 8 feet, and Hupfer didn't see it right away, and he just didn't get a good jump on it.
I think he had a chance there. That's where you got a good catcher like Nathan Terrace. Said, we can't hear it over his headset, but somebody said he's hollering 2-2-2 all the way on that bunt.
Sure. Pitch a little bit low and 2-0. That wind continues to blow pretty strong from left to right. At Schlaper Brothers Field. It is beautiful up here. Shane Campson shows strike, and he walks through the pitch. Or actually shows bunt, and he walks right through it, and it's called a strike. 2-1. Campson takes high for a ball, and now 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Cheetah ready. And a ground ball to first. Nabbed by Schoenberg. He steps on the bag.
Wow.
Throws to second. They tag Hupfer out, and that will do it for the Lakers in the fifth. A great play by Eric Schoenberg at first. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on. 5 in the books. Lake Henry 1, Spring Hill nothing. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute on KSM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
We'll be right back. Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
From Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming, game one of the Region 15C tournament. Lake Henry leading 1-0 over Spring Hill and set to go with the top of the sixth inning. Don, going back to that play made by Eric Schoenberg, and you looked at me after we went to commercial break and you said, you just don't see that kind of play made anymore.
No, you don't. You just don't. Like you said, too, you got to make that play holding a runner on like that, and that was just bang, bang. Made a nice play, picked it up, stepped on first. He was right there. It can be made the other way, too, but
sure.
It's a lot easier doing it this way.
It really is. First pitch from Weston Brinkman to Nathan Terrace, a called strike on that big curveball, 0-1. Terrace today, 1-for-2. Another curveball that misses a little low. And the count, 1-1.
Yeah, for Spring Hill, no runs on 5 hits. They committed an error. And Lake Henry, 1 run, 1 hit. They didn't commit an error.
Curveball, Terrace over the top of it, and strike 2, 1-2.
Right now with that, the way the curveball, he's throwing as much as he is throwing it. I would think these hitters would get up as far as you can in that box.
Mm-hmm. 1-2 the count. Weston Brinkman comes home and inside that curveball in 2-2.
And it looks like it's fairly easy to watch, but I'm not. But it's breaking pretty good.
2 balls, 2 strikes. And here's a curveball that's beaten on the ground to short. Quaid up with it. Across the diamond, 6-3 on the put out of Nathan Terrace. You know, I always thought too, Don, you look at a pitcher who throws a lot of curveballs. Well, you need the help of the home plate umpire too to make sure he's seeing it when it crosses the plate, not where the catcher catches it.
Right, you ain't a kidding. That's a lot of truth to that. And you can see him once in a while. Well, they're going to call it, it went around the plate.
No.
Well, that's a call I could never quite understand, how a ball gets around the plate, but I guess it does happen.
Here's Jamie Terrace.
That one's hit.
Hitting it straight away, our center field. This one's going to go off the wall. Savelka will field, and in to second base is Jamie Terrace with a stand-up double.
Wow.
Hit it well, our game's first extra base hit. A one-out double by Terrace, who's 2-for-3 today.
I think that's short. Hop the fence.
It did. Yep, out by the 330 mark. And here comes Eric Schoenberg to the plate. The Chargers looking to get on the scoreboard here in the sixth. They trail 1-0.
There is one out.
There is one out. Yep, Nathan Terrace had grounded to short. And the breaking ball from Weston Brinkman a little inside and high. The count 1-0.
Eric here is a good left-handed hitter, isn't he, Randy?
He is.
Yep.
1-0 the count. And a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1. Of course, there's got to be some arguments around the Christmas table and the Easter table, like who was a better ball player? Was it Sean or Eric or Corey or Austin, and then Randy would probably chime in and say, well, I was a better ball player, so I'm not going to start any rumors right now, but I'll let the family deal with that. Here's a catch by Savelko in right center field on a sinking bloop. Nice play by Aaron Savelko, and they throw back to second. Savelko catches that in the air and throws in one motion back to second. They just about double up Jamie Terrace.
Yes, they did.
Center fielder, Austin Schoenberg.
So two outs, and here's Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Two outs, one on. Terrace leads from second. Weston Brinkman comes home, and Austin chases that curveball in the dirt again in 0-1. Austin struck out on curveball almost similar to that back in the fourth inning.
What is this? plain nasty, that stuff like that, isn't it?
0-1 the count. Two outs. Here's Weston Brinkman's pitch, a curveball that floats up high in the count, 1-1.
So right there, it kind of shows that he must be throwing it. When it stays high and outside like that, I think he's just throwing it a little bit hard just to keep it away from him. And the next one, watch where it'll come now.
1-1 the count. Another breaking ball that's drilled past Quaid in the left center field. That's going to tie this game up as Jamie Terrace rounds third and crosses home plate. And an RBI single by Austin Schoenberg. That one hung there, Don, over the plate.
Yes, it did.
So the Chargers get on the scoreboard.
Kind of kept it inside on it, but it did not break like the other ones down by the feet.
1-1 our score here in the sixth inning. Here's Anthony Reverman.
We may see a fastball here.
Anthony 0-for-2 today. And going on that first pitch, a little bit of a delayed steal by Austin Schoenberg, and he's sliding in head first, safe at second and in scoring position. I don't know, Shane Campson's looking at the home plate umpire too, thinking maybe he was interfered with.
It's tough, a little bit of a tough call to make there because Anthony Reverman swung and kind of took himself off balance and bent over, so he was
0-1 the count, swing and a miss there as Reverman swinging to protect Schoenberg on the steal. Here's Weston Brinkman's pitch, right at the knees, strike two.
That was a fastball.
0-2. Hupfer trying to keep Schoenberg close at second. Brinkman comes home, and Reverman will foul this one back and over the county road into the alfalfa field. And the count 0-2. We have the cemetery on our left, and the alfalfa field on our right, the school in right center, the batter's eye in center, and a pop-up foul and out of play, and the count at 0-2. There's another job for Leo's Auto Body in Glass and Beautiful Downtown Farming.
I think he got the golf cart.
Well, I think Leo would he'd fix golf cars too.
Fiberglass.
Yeah. 0-2 the count. Brinkman taking a little bit more time here with Reverman. Curveball on the ground to short. Charged by Quaid. Here's the throw to first. Not in time. Coming around third and scoring is Austin Schoenberg. Ball gets by Brinkman. Reverman goes to second. Throw to second. Not in time. 2-1 Chargers. So that ball got by a throw in the dirt, an error by the shortstop, allowing the run to score.
Oof, tough hop for Campson at first here. I think that ground is soft enough that the ball isn't going to come up, so it stayed down on Jason over at first base, but it was pretty tough throw from the shortstop.
So Austin Schoenberg scores. Here's a swing and a miss by Cheetah, strike one.
Reverman was moving down that line, and
he was.
He had to make a play like that because I think he was going to beat it out otherwise.
You bet. Here's Cheetah with a ground ball foul down the third baseline, just foul. And the count 0-2.
I think Ludwig lost his footing a little bit. He was going to dive for that.
Yeah, I guess the debate remains, was Reverman going to get an infield single? And then that throwing error allowed the run to score? Because it looks like the scoreboard maybe gave him a hit and an error. We'll wait and see on that. A swing and a miss. Cheetah's out on strikes, and that will do it for the Chargers in the sixth. They get on the scoreboard scoring two runs. For now, two hits. There was an error and one man left on. We played 5.5, Spring Hill 2, Lake Henry 1. Region 15C baseball action back in a minute on KASM.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Check-Off, you're listening to your dependable neighbor,
AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night. Shady's in New Munich has nightly specials, including Tuesday night is free fries with any burger. Wednesday night is 2 pounds of wings for $14. Thursday night, they have the Broasted Chicken Buffet. Friday night, they have $7 one-topping pizzas. It's Pool Tab Hour Tuesday through Friday from 5 until 7. Friday and Saturday night happy hour from 7 until 9. $2 beers and a DJ on Saturday nights. Don't forget about their annual corn boil. That'll be held Wednesday, August 22nd, serving corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potato, coleslaw, and dinner roll. All at Shady's New Munich.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1 Spring Hill. Don, so just to clarify again, last inning there was a infield hit by Reverman, right?
Yep.
And then
throw got by the first baseman or got away from the first baseman, and he ended up with the throwing error.
To Weston Brinkman that allowed the base runner to go to second and the run to score. So, all right, so hit and an error. Matt Quaid leads off the sixth inning for Lake Henry, a sharp single to left field. And the tying runs at first with nobody out. Bring Josh Campson to the plate. Josh so far today, 0-for-1, walked in his first at bat. And the pitch a little bit low, a ball, 1-0.
The winner of this game will play either El Rosa or Farming, but I'm not going to state any times because we're kind of off schedule here.
Campson bloops it to right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Down the right field line, Meyer fields Quaid all the way to third. Here comes the relay. Nope, Terrace held on to the ball. And so first and third, nobody out on the bloop single. And back-to-back hits by the Lakers here in the sixth.
That one was a no-man's land, wasn't it?
It was. Right, Owen Meyer was wind pushing it towards the foul line. That'll bring Jason Campson to the plate with runners at first and third. 2-1, Spring Hill leads in the sixth. Cheetah comes home. And the pitch, a strike called, an 0-1. No activity at all in Spring Hill's bullpen. Cheetah delivers. Campson fouls it back off the light standard. And that one came back here. Just about hit the fans in the stands.
So it looks like the two winners are going to play. And the two losers are going to end up playing each other.
0-2 the count. Campson fouls it back and out of play. The count stays at 0-2. If we get all eight games in this weekend, we'll go into the second weekend with six teams yet.
Correct.
Here's Cheetah. Campson fouls another one back. Boy, look at that golf cart just dodging it. Doesn't want to go back to Leo's out of body of glass, too.
No, it doesn't.
0-2 the count to Campson. Nobody out. Breaking ball, that sweeping breaking ball just missing outside. And the count 1-2. Matt Quaid over at third. Josh Campson at first. Cheetah ready on the mound. Pitch. Campson does his job. Hits it to second. Terrace to second for one. And, oh, Josh Campson tripped over the bag. And his ankle, I think, twisted as he went over the bag at second. But he's forced out at second. The run comes in to score. Quaid scores. It's now 2-2. But Campson, who's had some ankle issues over the years, and That time he tweaked it a little bit.
Ooh, took the shoe off.
I think, Don, when he just kind of stopped, and I don't know if he actually slid, he saw the force out coming, and just that stop, that ankle buckled on him. And Josh Campson's going to try to walk that one off, and I think he's going to end up coming out of the game right now. Like, go to their bench. Well, actually, Campson's forced out, and he's going to come off under his own power.